Welcome back. Just
weird. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. Just a little technical, but it's all good. I do want to make you all aware that when we get back into this, we're going to head straight into what we were talking about
in part one. If you didn't catch part one, and then you should definitely go back and listen to that. Part one got cut off just like last week. I don't know if we're lifting too many veils or what, but it definitely keeps getting cut off every single week. We never had this problem before.
And it seems like
2 hours.
It seems like we're underneath a little bit of a shadow ban, but that's something to worry about.
Yes, that means we're doing it, y'all. That means we're not making the coon coins that you once thought we were.
So, again, we were definitely talking about specifically the head right system. And I just want to dive straight into it. Colonists already residing in Virginia were granted two head rights, and that's the meaning of two tracts of 50 acres each, and that's a total of 100 acres of land. New settlers who paved their own passage to Virginia were granted one head right. Since every person who entered the colony received a head right, families were encouraged to migrate together. Now, you see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're like, y'all can go ahead and double it up. They try to make sure that they, you know, put everybody on that boat together. And when you start to go over history and they show you all those wonderful people coming over here to Ellis Island, before Ellis Island, before those immigrants saw the Statue of Liberty, not the original one, but before they came over, you need to understand that people were given free land. Free land.
So if you came over here with six people, you received 600 acres of land.
Ain't that crazy?
Because you were given two tracts or 50 acres each, two tracts of 50 acres each, or a total of 100 acres of land. So you came over with six people. Even I'm not even sure if they had like an age cut off. They probably was giving this away to newborns for all we know.
Could have. Now, the wild part about it, and you have to understand this, wealthy individuals could accumulate head rights by paying for the passage of poor individuals. Most of the workers who entered Virginia under this arrangement came as indentured servants. People who paid for their transportation by pledging to perform 5 to 7 years of labor for the land owner.
Let's take a pause right here. If you have someone that is currently in what they call the educational system currently, I would recommend asking them, have they learned about slavery, or did they learn about indentured
servitude?
Yes, or servitude. Okay.
Quite different, isn't it? I just want to run it back. They said wealthy individuals. Yeah. Now, this sounds like somebody that already has set up a business, a corporation.
Already stole the land and was here and was living pretty well and was like, well, my greedy ass could use some more.
Come on over, poor white. I'll help you go over to the passage.
Stop eating your brother and come on over here.
Now, the only thing you got to do is work for me for 5 to 7 years. What you going to do in the meantime? Keep eating the rest of your family? Might as well go over there. And then guess what happens? They'll give you free land for working for me.
And we not even being funny. I know a lot of y'all are like, why would you say that, babe? Cannibalism.
It's real.
A thing.
Very real thing.
Is.
Shoot.
Still is.
But watch out what type of meat you order. Name something
you
else.
You think you haven't had human already? Mm. You in for a rude awakening.
Okay. Now, I didn't want to go too far. No, like for real. The ability to amass large plots of land by importing workers provided a basis for an emerging
aristocracy.
Yeah, in Virginia. I mean, that's really what happened. Aristocratic. Government pretty much was in place. Plantation owners were further enriched by receiving head rights for newly imported slaves. You heard that, right?